USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate is continuing to debate the sweeping COVID-19 relief bill today. Democrats clearing a procedural hurdle on Thursday to get it there, and it barely passed with Vice President Harris breaking the tie vote. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, is no fan of the bill.
I will be a no vote on this. When you have a bill that only 9% is there for COVID relief, the rest is going to arts, humanities, transportation, bailouts for the big blue state.
The Biden administration is sending a White House official to border facilities that house illegal immigrant children, saying that they can open back up to pre-coronavirus levels. An HHS member citing extraordinary circumstances because of the influx of unaccompanied minors across the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Can you really believe the news? So much spin. Americans just don't trust big media. And if you're really tired of the old news, check out Newsmax TV, the fastest growing network in America. It's on all major cable systems. Each night, watch Newsmax TV and see big shows with Sean Spicer, Greg Kelly, Lindsey Keith, Stinchfield, and Rob Schmidt. They're exposing Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi's surprising agenda. So tune into Newsmax anytime. If your cable doesn't carry it, call them and tell them you can go to another service that does. Or you can download the Newsmax app on your smartphone. It's free, and you can watch it anywhere in the world. Newsmax is also free on TVs like Samsung, LG, and Vizio. And millions of people watch Newsmax on Roku, YouTube, Pluto, Zumo, Apple TV, and more. There's a reason 30 million Americans watch Newsmax TV all the time. Check it out today. Newsmax is real news for real people.